Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody shout and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So tonight, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your problem is. Jesus is in the house tonight. When you can't move the mountains that's standing in your way, I came to tell you God can. I said God can.
Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. Yes, God can. I don't care what you need, God can do it. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starnes. I want you to stay tuned today, because remember, whatever you need, God can. Stay tuned.
When you can't find the answers to all your doubts and fears, tell me,
God can.
When you are needing someone to wipe away your tears,
God can.
Yes, He can. Say,
God can.
Come on, say,
God can do more than you can ever ask or think. He holds all power in His mighty hand. When you can't see no way, just remember this.
And you can't heal your broken heart,
God can.
Somebody tell me,
God can.
Oh yeah. When you can't find the courage to make a brand new start, say,
God can.
I know He can. By might, but by His Spirit that we do all things. Yes, you can face the future when your hope is in His hands.
Praise you and good morning. God bless. So glad to be here today. Glad that you're there. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I think it's time for us to rejoice. If you have not rejoiced, or rejoice, brother, it's time to do it. What time did you get up? Did you wake up 3? Wake up 3:30? 2? What time did you wake up? 3:55? Well, whatever time you woke up this morning, it's time to rejoice. It's time to give God the praise. I'm giving Him the praise this morning because God has been good. God, He is good. You know, I don't like to keep saying God has been good, because God is good. You know, Mary sang this song, Survive. And I talked about that yesterday on the broadcast. And today I want to talk about it. All my friends, look what we've been through. Look at all the heartaches and the mishaps and the problems that we've had. And God didn't let us die. We survived. Take a listen to this song. I believe you'll think about what I'm talking about today. It didn't kill me. I survived. Listen. It did not kill me. I survived.
Telling myself on the last mile, on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, blew my mind. So many nights I had to hold on for my life, but I
blessed by that song, because that song just mirrored my life. I've seen many storms and had many problems. And here it is today, May 2, 2013. And I can remember back, man, when it looked like I wasn't going to get here. I've survived some storms. I've survived some things. I've had some things to seem like it was going to take me out. Man, I can remember some things that I went through that was it was frightening, man, fearful. And some of the things was painful. Some of the things was shameful, but I survived them all. I mean, God brought me through. this song that Mary Mary put together really fits me right to a T, man. I really survived some stuff. And if it wasn't for God, I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done it. Is there anyone this morning that you've been through some things in your life that God brought you through, and you know if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would not have made it? Is there anyone out there that has that testimony this morning like I do, that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I just couldn't have made it? I survived it. I mean, shame for things, lies been told on me. I remember one time, you've heard me say it many times, when this automobile hit me head on and knocked me into a wall. And here I am today talking about it. No one survives anything like that. But I did survive it. And maybe you've been through some things that you survived. Man, I tell you, it's just a great thing to know that God is a God that will keep you. Job, my Lord, that man suffered. Didn't Job suffer? Oh, my God. Didn't Job suffer? Lord, have mercy. The man lost everything that he had. I mean, the enemy just came at him with both barrels. And I've seen it happen in my life like that. It looked like the enemy just had taken over, like I couldn't do anything about it. But I survived it. I survived it. I mean, one problem after another. One problem after another. But you survived. Is there anyone today around the metropolitan area of New York, or wherever you are, that has a testimony that you survived, that you actually survived? Did you survive it? Did you survive? And we know you did, but would you mind sharing what God did for you? Has God done anything for you? Did God do anything for you? Have you survived? Have you had any severe attacks that you thought that you just was not going to make it? The brother asked me yesterday morning to play this song, so I did find it, and I'm going to play it now. Put your hands in the hand of the man from Galilee, and he'll make it all right. Take a listen.
Before I reach the age of 70,
if you put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee, God knows you'll see things differently, won't you? You really will. If you put your hands and take a look at yourself, look at yourself, where God brought you from. Look at your weaknesses and your shortcomings and your inabilities. And when you look at those things, your life will change. I remember when I began to look at my life, well, it took the Lord to show me myself, because I thought I was the hippest little thing you could meet. But God showed me quickly, hey, you're not so cool, man. You know, you got problems here. But I didn't realize I had problems. I thought that I had no problem. But it was strange, right? Here I am thinking I have no problems, but every time I turn around, I was going through a problem. Always going through some type of problem. And God began to show me myself. Now that's been 36 years, 30, going on 36 years that I've been walking with the Lord. I have not found any fault in Him. He has blessed me. He has taken care of me because I put my hand in His hand. How many like that, like me today, has put your hand in the hand of the Lord? May not have everything I want or desire right this moment, but you know what? He gives me everything I need. There's never been a need that I need that God didn't give it to me. And I got that testimony. God is really taking care of me. He's taking care of my needs. Amen. Everything that I need, God has really taken care of me. And I'm so grateful to God that He did that. And I'm sure if you would really look at it, you will see that God has taken care of you just like He has me. Because God is no respecter of person. The same thing He done for me, He'll do for you. And this message today is, it didn't kill me. I've been through a lot of stuff, but God knows it didn't kill me. It was a lot of stuff. I had went through a lot of stuff, man. I've really been through some things, but it didn't kill me. God didn't let me die. And I'm grateful to God that He didn't let me die. Think about it. God could have let me die. But here I am. If I live, I'll be 69 years old in about 8 more days. And I got so much to praise Him for. Don't tell nobody, but tell everybody. Pastor Starr says he has so much to thank God for. I've learned to put my hand in His hand. I've learned to put my trust in Him. I've learned to wait on Him. And I've learned to depend on Him. Because the things I thought I could do, I found out I really can't even do them. But when I trust God and put my faith in Him, He always makes a way. I am so grateful. I am so grateful that I can bring that report today, that the Lord Jesus Christ always makes a way. Is there anyone that's got a testimony today in the metropolitan area of New York or New Jersey and you want to share it? Has God blessed you? Has God made a way for you? Can you testify and say, I had this situation and it seemed so grave. It seemed as if it was all over. But God and His greatness and His mercy and His almightiness did not let it kill me. Good God Almighty. I'm here today because God has made a way for me. I'm so grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know, there was a time I didn't have a house to live in. There was a time I didn't have an apartment to live in. There was a time I was living in my car. I remember a time I came to New York, and my own brother, who I had about 5 years earlier, left my apartment with him and let him live in it. And I came back to New York. He had gotten behind on the rent, got all my stuff thrown in the street, all that he didn't want. And then he took the best of my stuff and found him an apartment and got him an apartment for him and his wife. And I came to New York, and he had let my apartment go. Are you listening to me? God had let my apartment, this man had let my apartment go. And there I was in his house, and he was showing me all his things he had, which was my things. Yes, I've been through that. I came here with to get my furniture, and my brother had taken every piece of it. I mean, he had taken it all. I mean, all of my stuff. And the other stuff that he didn't want, he let it get thrown in the street. It seemed like I couldn't get through that. But you know what? Here I am, what, 30, 40 years later. I'm living, doing great. And I'm not saying this in a bad sense, but that same brother that did that to me, he's in a nursing home. He can't do anything for himself. But 40 years ago, he had 40-some years ago, he took all my stuff. It looked like I wasn't going to make it, but look at me. I'm making it now. I'm doing all right. I got my health and my strength. I give God the praise for that. I give God the glory. It looked like I couldn't survive it. It looked like, man, it was all over. I'm telling you the truth. I remember one time, real early, I was in North Carolina, and this particular man got me to sign for him. I didn't know any better. Co-sign for him to buy a car. Now, this is probably 1960. I want to say 60. Yeah, 65. 1965. So I co-signed for him to get that car. Man, what I do that for? Man, I co-signed for that guy. Next thing you know, about 3 months later, 4 months later, whatever it was, here come the sheriff with a warrant for me because he hadn't paid the bills. And looking for the money that he had, I guess 6 months later, he hadn't paid the car note, and they was getting ready to repossess the car, and they was coming to me for the money. I didn't know any better. Man, I thought it was all over. But here it is, what? How many years does it go? 65? 40? 47 years ago or so? 48? Here it is, 48 years ago or later, I'm still living. I don't worry about that. I remember just, what was it? It haven't been that long ago. Back in, let's see, back in, yeah. I sold this man my motorcycle in North Carolina. And I let him have it on credit. Him and his pastor were here in New York. And he wanted my motorcycle, I let the man have the thing on credit. Only like, what was it, $1,000 I was selling it to him for? You know, they took my motorcycle down to North Carolina and never gave me a dime. Not a dime. And when I mentioned it to the pastor that took it down there for him, he said, man, what you worrying about? You got another one, don't you? I mean, but I survived it. I survived it. Come on now. How many times have I been through things with people and myself? And I survived it. It didn't kill me. I'm standing here today. I'm sitting here in my study right now. And I'm telling you that I survived it. I came through it. It didn't kill me. Yes, it been, I tell you, it did. Oh, man, I've been through so many hurts and so many pains. And that's what I want to encourage you about. You may be going through some hurts and pains, but you're going to survive it. Trust me. You'll survive this thing. This thing is not going to destroy you. God's going to give you the victory. You're going to come through this thing. You're going to come out of this thing. Trust me. You're going to come out. You're going to come out all right. You're listening to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast with your host, Apostle Lonnie Stocks. Keep it locked.
You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole.
Well, praise Him and God bless you. Thank the Lord for you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Listen, my birthday is coming up. Yes, on May the 10th, I'll be 69 years old. To God be the glory if He allows me to see it. We have a birthday banquet scheduled here at the church for myself, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, for my 69th birthday, May the 18th. The donations are $69. We're located at 509
Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. The guest preacher will be Apostle Sheila James of Jersey City, New Jersey. The birthday banquet will be held in the church banquet hall. That's 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Now, if you can't attend, you can make the donation right on our website, www.kingjsm.org. We look forward to hearing from you. May God bless you, and I thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by Apostle Lonnie Stocks. Coming to you from the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. At this time, we would like to invite you to become partners with us, both with your prayers and your finance, so we can continue to preach the gospel. Partner with us for just a $1 a day donation. We are a 501c3 organization, so all donations are tax exempt. You can donate three ways. One, send correspondence via mail to 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221, or call us at 718-574-2244. Lastly, via our website at www.tjsm.org. We can accept check, Visa, Master, Discover, or American Express cards. We can also accept PayPal via our website. Thank you in advance for your support of the ministry as we continue to spread the gospel across the world.
Praise him and God bless. It's so good to be here and to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks, and I want you to know that God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, and this too is going to pass. You're coming out of this thing. Listen, you can always get me on www.livestream.com/TJSMORG. You can also get me on www.blogtalkradio.com/TJSM. And also on WSNR 620 AM radio, New York, New Jersey, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 AM. Also in Potomac, Maryland and Washington, D.C., WCTN 950 on your AM dial, 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. Also, now we'll be able to come to you by your telephone, even when I'm not on the air. Take this number down, 213-992-4339. That's on your telephone. You can get me 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, you can get me 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. I want you to know that I'm coming to let you know that the devil got to turn you loose. You're more than a conqueror. Listen, have a blessed day. Remember, God loves you, and I do too. Bye-bye. Yes, my friend. Yes, God does love you, and God does care about you. And regardless who you are and what you're going through, God is still on your side. And he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, no matter who you are. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. No matter who you are, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. I'm so glad to know that God is in my life and that I'm more than a conqueror in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I give his name praise for that. I give his name glory. I give the Lord's name honor. And I'm truly grateful that he decided to save an old sinner such as myself. And let me tell you something, sisters and brothers, my friends, whoever you are, you ain't never lived until you lived this life. Dwayne Woods have a testimony. Let's listen to this.
Some years ago, I met this young brother, and I don't know. I know who God connects me with. I know who I'm supposed to mentor. I know who I'm supposed to protect, who I'm supposed to pour into so that they can go on. See, we become so that others can become. We pour into them. And I think when I met him, he didn't say it, but I think he felt like everybody had thrown him away. and I just loved on him, and I'm so proud of him tonight. Dwayne Woods, would you come out to the stage, please?
Praise the Lord, everybody. How many of you really know God to be a healer? Praise God. Years ago, I had gone into the doctor's office for a physical, just to kind of have things checked up. I was on the road, and when I went back in the very next week to get my results of the physical, they had called me back in and told me that they needed me to come in for something specific. Come to find out, I had tested HIV positive, and this was back in 92, and I went through all the treatments that there was. And back in that day, I don't know, they were still trying to test out things and still trying to find out what was going on. So I went throughout all of the years and went back one time and just decided I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't go to the doctor. I couldn't do it, because if I was going to sing about God being a healer, then I wanted him to do it. If I was going to be a worshiper, I wanted God to be able to keep his promise. And so I made easy his way, and back in 2001, I went back for another checkup, just to kind of see what was going on, and went back the very next week, and they asked me all of the questions that they needed to ask me, and then they said, well, you can go home. You tested negative. We thank you for coming.
You could put your hands together right there. You know what God did for him, he can do for you. You may be listening this morning. You may be HIV positive. You may have tested HIV positive. Now, here's a man that tested HIV positive in 1991, 92. And now here God has healed him. And he's singing all around the world. He's a great man of God. Let me tell you something. See, the devil meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. It may look like that you're not going to come out of this. It may have the appearance that you're not going to come out. But I'm trying to encourage you today. As God delivered me, Dwayne Woods, and so many other people, the same God can deliver you. The same God. Listen, I am a witness for God. I'm an advocate of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the gospel of Jesus Christ can heal you. Yes, you. And it's never, ever too late. See, with man, we are limited, and there are times that we can't go any further. But my Lord and my God that I serve, that I'm talking about here, is Jesus Christ. He can always step in the picture and change anything. He can turn anything around. There's nothing too hard for God. And I tell you this, you may be going through now, but it's not going to kill you. If you just trust God, it won't kill you. Yes, the same thing, the things that I went through, they were painful. Some of them were shameful. Some things you just don't want to tell. But you know what? You'll survive it. You will survive it. God's going to bring you out. You're going to come out victorious. You're going to come out okay. You're going to come out a winner, because God himself, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, he's going to bring you through this thing. Whatever it is, listen to this song. God is all you ever need. Trust me.
God, thank you for being the ultimate provider. I lift my hands and I declare to the world that, Lord, you're all I need. I've searched and I've looked everywhere, but I can't find anybody like you. God, you are all I need. So I pray. Because you're my everything. God, when I was down and when I was out, it was you who listened to me. It was you who brought me up and delivered. And I just got to say it one more time. Lord, You're all I need.
Like it nowhere, so I praise you because, Lord, you're all I need.
I lift my hands and I open my mouth and I give you praise because you're my everything. Hallelujah. Thank you. God, you're all I need because you're wonderful. And your counselor, the mighty God, you are all I need. And I praise you because you are my everything. God, the angels in heaven declare you holy. And declare that you're righteous and glorious you are. You're everything I need. You're my everything. I bless your name. So I lift my hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. Nobody knows how to meet my need like you do. So I say again, Lord, you're all that I need. So I praise you. Because you're my everything. God, you're my way out, you're my way over, you're my way under. You're all I need, God. You're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Counselor.
Counselor.
My God, you are.
You are.
All I need. You are my everything. God, you're the Holy One of Israel. You're the righteous King of Kings. I lift my hands and I praise you because you are my everything. Yes, you are. You're my joy. You're my peace. You're my love. Everything I need. You're the giver of life. You're the giver of joy. You are.
Thank you, Father. Everything. Yes. God, you're my everything. I wish I had somebody out there clap them hands with me. Come on, come on. God is everything. Lord, raise them hands up with me this morning. I know it's 4:41 here in New York, but listen, let's lift them hands up wherever you are. You might be in the bedroom. Now, if you're driving, I don't want you to take your hand off the steering wheel. But if you're anywhere that you can lift those hands up, come on. See my hands? Let's lift them up and just wave them at the Lord. Just let him know you're appreciated. He didn't kill me. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God didn't let it happen. He's been all that I need all my life, even when I didn't know him. And now that I know him, oh, man, I know. I just lift his name up. He's all that you'll ever need. Jesus Christ is all that you need. If you're not saved today, you're really missing a treat. If I was you, I would make my way on my knees and I would talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, let me know what that preacher's talking about. Give me some of that, Lord. Give me some of that joy. There's so much joy when you serve the Lord. There's so much joy in being God's child and being God's property. There's just so much. DJ hadn't said, I'm saved. Let's listen to DJ as he sang this just one time. Said, I'm saved.
I used to smoke. I used to drink. I used to smoke, drink, and
well, no, that's the Vern Becker.
I used to smoke and drink. Smoke and drink, and that's a hoochie coo. Oh, yeah. But now, standing on this corner.
I was thinking I was playing DJ Hatton, but I'm playing Laverne Becker, Stand There. So did I. Yes, Lord. That's Laverne Becker's version of I'm Saved. And I was telling you I was going to play Deacon Hatton that I'm Saved. So here he is right here. I'm Saved. Let's listen to Deacon's version of it.
Yeah. If you've been saved by his power divine and you're not ashamed to tell the world about it, come on and sing it with us. I'm Saved. So glad I'm saved.
So glad I'm saved, I'm saved.
Come on, sing it with us.
I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved.
So glad I'm saved.
So glad I'm saved. Listen, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful to God that he didn't allow me to die and that he protected me and he made a way for me. I've had some serious things in my life to occur, and God always made a way. I survived. And we thank the Lord today that we can say that we survived this situation. I'm sitting here looking at this. Well, actually, I just played my iPod. Over there, I was playing the computer. And I'm looking at how good God is. He's made a way that we can do things that, you know, years ago, we didn't have this technology. I remember when we had a phono. We used to have to wind it up, crank it up. And that thing would just play, and then it'd go right out. Woo-woo-woo. And now, God, we got iPods, we got iPads, iPhones. Look at technology. I'm telling you, we got programs to play music on the radio, even from the television. I'm telling you, God is just wonderful. And if you don't know him today, I would love for you to get to know him. Get to know him today, because he's someone that you need to know. You know, if you don't know me, if you don't know my sister, my brother, okay, that's fine. I would like to know you. But if you don't know me, it's okay. What about Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you really know him? Won't you accept him today? Won't you trust him today? Just like I have this testimony that it didn't kill me and I survived it, he'll give you the same testimony. He may even do things greater for you than it did for me. Don't trip on Jesus. Stick with him. And I tell you, he'll bless you. If you're not saved, come to him today. Come to him today. If you're not saved, won't you just try Jesus and watch him. Listen to this. That's a little iPod playing. You're listening to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast with your host, Apostle Lonnie Starks. Keep it locked.
You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole.
We're praising and God bless you. Thank the Lord for you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Listen, my birthday is coming up. Yes, on May the 10th, I'll be 69 years old. To God be the glory, if he allows me to see it. We have a birthday banquet scheduled here at the church for myself, Apostle Lonnie Starks, for my 69th birthday, May the 18th. The donations are $69. We're located at 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. The guest preacher will be Apostle Sheila James of Jersey City, New Jersey. The birthday banquet will be held in the church banquet hall. That's 509 Elm Green Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Now, if you can't attend, you can make the donation right on our website, www.kjsm.org. We look forward to hearing from you. May God bless you, and I thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, I thank God for this opportunity to be saved, and I am saved. You know, I'm not just having a birthday. I'm having a day to give God praise for. If I live to see it, man, 69 years old, I'm planning on doing me some dancing that day. These old legs, I want them to come on, get together, and work with me on this thing. Come on, Mama Celeste, come on, work with me. 69 years, I mean, that's not 70, but it's not 68 either. I know it's not 100, but it's not 40 either. I'm past half of 100. I'm on my way to the 100. And even if I don't get there, I'm grateful for the time that God has already given me. And are you out there? Has anyone got a testimony like me today? I don't see no one testifying today. What's wrong? Y'all don't testify on Thursday? Thursday is not a good day? Well, every day of my life is a good day to tell of the goodness of Jesus. And you can tell because I'm preaching all over the scale. I'm every place doing all that I can. I'm on live stream. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on WSNR. Wherever there's a avenue, I'm on YouTube. Wherever I can get, I'm on audionow.com. Wherever I can get to tell about Jesus, he's just good, and I just want you to know about him. Listen, don't forget at 7 a.m. today, actually, yes, 7 a.m., I'm going to be breaking the bread of life right here on blogtalkradio.com/TJSM, all right? And then also at 11 a.m. this morning, Apostle Theodos Joyner will be breaking the bread of life from 11 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. He's going to be on there. You can call him and talk to him while he's on there. And then at 11:30, I'll be back. And then again at 6 p.m. this evening, Fresh Start by Dr. Cheryl Ray. She'll be right here on blogtalkradio.com/TJSM2. Her telephone number to call while she's on the air. You can still call my number, 718-574-2244. She'll be breaking the bread from 6 p.m. this afternoon or this evening until 6:30 p.m. Then I'll come in for half an hour. Then we got a new program coming up. I don't know the debut date yet, but it's going to be called, I have the name of it. Let me see, can I get it for you? Yeah, right here. I got a new program coming up. It's going to be called Get Your Praise On Radio. Get Your Praise On Radio Ministry. And I'll give you more about that in the near future, maybe tomorrow, one day next week. But it's going to be within the next 2 weeks. Next 2 weeks, we'll have it up and running. All right? All right. I enjoy coming today. Who's up with me? Anybody up this morning? Am I up alone this morning? Man, I hope I'm not. But you can always play my archive, especially this one here. Well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, for all of them, yeah. That 4 a.m. broadcast, just dial 1-213-992-4339. And at the prop, press number 1. And it'll play the 4 a.m. broadcast. And when you finish with that, you want to get it. 7 a.m. broadcast, press number 2. You'll hear my 7 a.m. broadcast. And if you want to hear the 11 a.m. broadcast, press number 3. If you want to hear the 6 p.m. broadcast, press number 4. You tell me, technology. Man, it'll blow your mind. The things that we can do today, can you believe the things that we can do today through the telephone? My God, and your little telephone. Let me put the camera on this just for a moment. This little thing here, this little gadget here, my little phone. This thing got some of everything in it, man. It's got everything but the kitchen sink. I mean, this thing got everything in it. Come on now. I guess you could wash your car with it, maybe. I don't know. I'm just being a little sarcastic there. But it's just amazing. You walk around with a little gadget like this, talking around the world, calculators, Skype on. I can even Skype on my phone. I mean, come on now. It's just amazing the things that the Lord has blessed us to have in these last days. I'm telling you, I just give God the praise, the glory. And, you know, I got a church in Africa. I can sit right here and Skype with him. He's in Africa, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And we can sit there and talk to each other. Looking at it right on my phone or on my computer, I'm just amazing. I speak with people all over, even Georgia, Mississippi, people all over on Skype. Who would have believed 30 years ago that all this would be? I didn't even think it even come across my mind. But we give God the praise. Listen, we had a good time last night in service. I'm sure you did as well. But plan to be with me this Friday. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry. 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Just plan to be with me. Friday service starts at 8 p.m. We're going to have a great time. Come on by. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. We are in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. We're right on the corner of Putnam. Come on by and let God bless you. Take the J train, get off at Halsey Street, or Broadway, Halsey Street, Gates Avenue, and you'll be on Broadway. And then we just walk eastbound over to Evergreen, just 2 blocks, and then come on down to 509. Take the B-52 or the B-26, get right off on Evergreen, and just follow the numbers down to 509. Take the B-60 bus. That's going down Wilson Avenue. It'll put you off on Putnam Avenue. Get right off on Putnam, walk over 2 blocks westbound, and you're right in the church. We're on Evergreen and Putnam. Man, I love you. I got to go to a clock on the wall. It's telling me so. Thank God for WSNR. Thank God for Pastor Paul. Haven't spoken to him lately. For some reason, we don't speak, but I still love him, and I appreciate him. I appreciate Brother Willis Sanders, all the people over there with CFC. They're the reason that I'm here. They're allowing me to begin that show every Monday through Friday. So I'm grateful to CFC and Brother Willis Sanders, Pastor Paul, Reverend Staten, all of you guys. I'm grateful to you guys to let me come here. I appreciate you. And I thank God for all my followers. Sister Corbett, thank God for you stopping by the church yesterday. A noonday prayer. We love you, girl. And we're still praying for you and your family. And we love all of you. So listen, I could just keep on talking. My mother said, boy, you talk so much, when you die, you ain't going to have nothing to say. Hallelujah. Well, I just love lifting up Jesus. Remember, Jesus is on the main line. Call him up. Tell him what you need. God bless. Have a good day.
The main line. You wanna tell me what you want? Let me know that you want to hear it. I know somebody here been like this. If you sick and you can't get away.
Get a line, you neighbor.